Okay, now that we're selling the Ho'oponopono Practitioner Certification Program, we are hearing from people, and most of them are high applause. They're very excited. But there one question that keeps coming up from people is, they're watching the Dr. Hu Lin unreleased, now they're released, the very first seminar videos, and he said he's going to teach people how to do Ho'oponopono 24 hours a day, unconsciously, 7 days a week, blah, blah, blah. But according to the people writing us, he never actually says that. He doesn't tell us how to do it. Now, knowing him, he probably did say something to that effect and then not explain it. So I am Joe Vitale, and I'm sitting here with guitar monk Matthew Dixon, and we're going to answer that question very quickly. You just told me your answer. Do you want to go first?
Yes. For me, I think the big misunderstanding is people think consciously I'm doing it 24 hours a day or claiming that I'm doing it 24 hours a day. Yes and no. I'm not doing it every second of the day. Of course, I'm doing it any time that an emotion comes up or somebody comes to me with an issue or a problem. I immediately start rolling that so I'm cleaning so I can be as clear and open when they are talking to me. Now, the big thing, this is where the inner child meditation comes in. When you do the inner child meditation, a big part of the inner child meditation is to ask your inner child to subconsciously be cleaning for you 24 hours a day. And there's other ways, too. This is where all the cleaning tools come in, depending on specific things you want to clean on. You know, whether it be strawberries or any of the lists or even blue solar water. These tools are cleaning for you, and they're cleaning 24 hours a day. And then, like you and I, we create music where it has been infused subconsciously with the mantra. So whenever you're listening to it, you are still cleaning. So that is my answer to cleaning 24 hours a day and what I understand from what Dr. Hu Lin has said.
Yeah, and I would agree with all of that. And I've answered this question elsewhere. I don't think it's in the certification program, which is why we're making this bonus audio. But my answer is, when I first learned Ho'oponopono, obviously I had to consciously remind myself to do it. When I was at that first seminar with Dr. Hu Lin, and he was saying, say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I had to write the phrases down.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, and put them on my computer, put them on a refrigerator, put them on the dashboard of the car and go, what were those phrases again? But over time, they became unconscious, and over time, they sunk into the background of my mind. In the early days, the chatter in my brain was all negative. Like most people, it was critical, it was unpleasant, it was unhappy, it was expecting the worst. Today, the background chatter in my brain is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. It's become second nature. It's become unconscious. So obviously, I'm doing it all the time unconsciously at this point. But when I first started, I had to consciously remind myself of the phrases and to do them. Now, I think the other thing to keep in mind is, first of all, when you do this, over time, you'll grow a habit that'll go into your unconscious mind. You don't have to think about it. But the other thing, and this goes from New Thought, New Age, Joseph Murphy, the power of your subconscious mind, it's the idea of programming your mind to do it. And you simply program your mind to do it with a request. You're talking to your own unconscious mind, and you're really saying, I want you to start saying these phrases all the time. What are the phrases? I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And by commanding your unconscious mind to do it, it will in time become second nature to you.
And I believe you and I discussed this in the mastermind, the Ho'oponopono Certification Mastermind course, which is the third level to the course.
Okay.
And one of the things that I talked about, coming from a musical background, is when you learn to read music, one of the things that you learn to do is you count out loud.
Right.
And you do it out loud because you actually get used to hearing your voice. It helps you learn. And I'm pretty sure I shared the story where I remember the day that I spent 45 minutes constantly saying it out loud. No one else was home, so I didn't have to be embarrassed or look crazy. And that was part of me learning how to do it, because I think for a lot of people, it's difficult to get the mind to do exactly what you're saying.
Right.
And I like the idea of, you know, putting the request out there that you want to, but also just repeating it out loud and getting used to hearing it, because that's what I hear in my mind. It's just, please forgive me, I'm sorry, thank you, I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm just always tracking that.
And the other thing you pointed out to me, or you asked me before we started recording, is do I still do it consciously and intentionally?
Right.
And I absolutely do. Whenever something surfaces in my life that is a challenge, and it could be from Well, any number of things. We all know that life has bumps in the road as we go down the road of life. And so when I hit a bump, I consciously will say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And I'm doing it as I'm aware of whatever my disruptive feeling is on that bump in the road. So I'm still doing things 24/7 unconsciously. It's the background tape in my head, which has been developed by habit and by request of myself to my own mind. But also when there's something that has affected me in day-to-day activities, I consciously turn on the afterburners and say, okay, let's clean this up. I'm sorry for whatever is in me that brought this about. Please forgive me and my ancestors. Thank you for cleaning this, deleting this, repairing this, healing this. And I love you for taking care of me, taking care of my life, taking care of this situation. So I still do that as well. I think that answers the question.
I hope that clears it up.
This material is amazing, and this is the most material I can imagine that's ever been put together at any point in history about Ho'oponopono. So the whole certification program for such a low price is amazing, and I just want to congratulate everybody for purchasing it, because this is advancing spirituality into the world. And the more each of us does this, the more each of us deletes the programs that are out there that are shared programs.
We all win.
We all win is exactly right. We're bringing peace on earth by doing this. So, Guitar Monk Matthew Dixon, thank you. Do you have any final comments, jokes?
Peace, love, and music.
Peace, love, and music. And I'll just say thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And I love you.